So our speaker this morning is Brother Carvalho, and the theme of his talk is what happens when we die. So Brother Carvalho.
Well, we can all relate with the words of the song we just finished, that our lives are so temporary. We're like a mist. We are strong, and as the years pass by, start weakening, and we're gone. So that kind of makes us sad in a way, because nobody wants to die. Everybody seems to want to live, even though you might be 100 years old. You probably think, well, if I could live a little longer, if your health permits. Of course, sometimes that's not the case. But nobody really has that feeling of say, well, I had enough, it's okay. So we may ask, why are these things happening to us? We all suffer so much when someone dies. It's a lot of pain involved in all the relatives. And because we have this feeling of going, keep going, and that means that Jehovah God didn't create us to die. That's what the Bible tells us. And scientists don't understand why we age. They say in a normal conditions, in the same environment, and eating the same things, so on, that you have for many years, they don't see why a human body cannot continue. They don't understand the reason why we age and get sick and eventually die. So the desire that we have in us to live, it's really an inheritance that we have from God. He made us to live continuously. However, the reality, may we have the picture, please? First picture. The reality is that humans are dying, as you can see here. Even young ones in this case. And that's very painful on the family. And we think, this is not fair. Why is this happening? A young one dying. So we might really think so much that how can we change that? Why does it have to be like that? Well, let's see what the scriptures say in Ecclesiastes. So I invite everyone to read that with me. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 19 and 20. So it says, for there is an outcome for humans and an outcome for animals. They all have the same outcome. Come. As the one dies, so the other dies, and they all have but one spirit. So man has no superiority over animals, for everything is futile. And 20, all are going to the same place. They all come from the dust, and they are all returning to the dust. So the Bible is telling us that this is what happened with humans. Death causes a lot of pain, as we know, and it keeps on doing it. So it's only natural for us to ask, what happens when we die? Is there something going on beyond what we see? So, but first, we like to ask questions that we're going to consider throughout the talk. What is dead? How did it come about? And does something in us survive the death of the body? And many believe that there is something, they talk of the soul that survives, but we're going to consider that. And then, is there a future for the dead? Or that's it, there's nothing else. So let's first consider what is dead. Well, dead, simply put, is really the opposite of life. It would be a body that has no heartbeat, the brain doesn't work, and other organs too have died. So then you could say a person is dead. the cells die and so on, the life-sustaining cells, so the person cannot be alive. So all the functions of life cease. And the Bible describes the condition of the dead as if they are unconscious. They don't have any thinking or any planning. So let's read that in the book of Ecclesiastes. And chapter 9 now, and verses 5 and 6. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing at all. Not do they have any more reward, because all memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hate and their jealousy have already perished, and they no longer have any share in what is done under the sun. Well, we know that in this way, if there's no more planning, no more thinking, and nothing else goes on, we're unconscious, we can see that there's nothing that is alive, you could say. As some may believe, that comes out of us, and somehow we're seeing things, and we know what's going on here in earth after death. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says there's no more planning, no more thinking, no nothing else going on. Jesus likened death as a deep sleep. Let's read that so we can understand what Jesus was talking about. So that's this unconscious situation. It is like a deep sleep, as Jesus described it. So the scripture is John 11 and 11 to 14. So chapter 11, and then verses 11 to 14. After he said these things, he added, Lazarus, our friend, has fallen asleep, but I am traveling there to awaken him. The disciples then said to him, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will get well. Jesus, however, had spoken about his death, but they imagined he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. So see the comparison there? Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus has died. So Jesus compared death with sleep. Powerless, ceasing to exist. But how did the old age and death come about? The science cannot give us such a factory answer. They don't know how aging and death comes about. In contrast, Jehovah God knows. He reveals what happens, the reasons why we get old and die. So it has to do with the first human pair, Adam and Eve. They were created perfect, but they had one obedience to do. And it was not to eat from a particular tree. From everything else, they could eat. But however, they failed to do this. But just imagine, if they hadn't eaten from the forbidden tree or that fruit, what would happen? Would they die? Well, we could read the scripture to give us a more background on that. Genesis 2:16 and 17. So Genesis 2:16 and 17. It says, and he said to those, oops, I've got the wrong one. It's Genesis. I had a different book here. 16 and 17. Okay, Jehovah God also gave this command to them, Adam and Eve, to the man. From every tree of the garden, you may eat to satisfaction. But as for the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, you must not eat from it. For in the day you eat from it, you will certainly die. For in the day you eat it from it, then you will certainly die. So you saw the point there? If they had obeyed and had not eaten that fruit, they would not die. So that's an interesting point. Since this was not God's purpose for humankind to die, it was to live forever in a beautiful paradise. But because of the disobedience, then they became sinners. And this sin really forbid them from being perfect, and therefore for not having the prospect of everlasting life. So they began dying, and they passed this to us, because if we go all today, if we go back, well, we all come from Adam and Eve. So they passed this death dealing defect to us. Let's read that, see what the Bible tells us regarding that particular point of sin. Romans 5:12. So we can see that this is exactly what the reality is. That is why just as through one man, meaning Adam, when man sinned, enter into the world, and that through sin, so that death spread to all men because they had all sin. Yes, that's why we suffer and then die, because of this sin of our first parents. But some may say, well, just a minute, maybe we don't all die. We die in flesh, but something comes out of us, our soul, and then we're still alive. Well, that was a lie that Satan promoted. He said to Eve, oh, no, you won't die. You will certainly know everything, and you won't die at all. So that lie kept on growing, even to our days. Some believe that. But what does the Bible teach us about the soul? Well, from the Hebrew word nephesh, and also the Greek word psyche, this word soul means really the entire living being or the whole person. So let's see how the Bible describes when Jehovah God gave life to Adam. So let's read then Genesis 2:7. And Jehovah God went on to form the man out of the dust from the ground, and to blow into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living person. So you notice there, he became a living person or a soul, but he is not a soul. So in other words, he became, but he isn't himself one. Well, he is a soul in the sense that he's living, but he doesn't have a soul. He is it. It's like a doctor. A doctor became a doctor, and he is a doctor in what sense? He doesn't have a doctor. He became. It's him. It's part of, it's a person. So that's how we can sometimes get a little confusion, but the thing is, he became a soul, he doesn't have a soul. So the Bible never describes that soul is immortal, but it describes that it is mortal. So we can see that to prove what the Bible has, what says about this. Ezekiel 18:4. It's well-known scripture that this is where we can say that souls die. They don't survive when the person, the body dies. So it says, look, all the souls to me, they belong. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son. To me, they belong. Notice here, the soul who sins is the one who will die. So soul dies. It doesn't stay alive. So to understand this well, because Christendom contrasts, they'll question about the immortality of the life of soul, sorry, because it comes from Greek philosophies. And they confuse the soul with the spirit. So let's see then how Psalms describes clear for us. Psalms 146. And verse 4. His spirit goes out and he returns to the ground on the very day his thoughts perish. So what they're thinking is perhaps is the spirit that is the soul, but the soul is the person. They don't know. They think it's the spirit. So they're all confused in that sense. So we know that the soul is the person, so it dies. But the spirit is different. The spirit says goes out and returns, and the person returns to the ground and doesn't know anything. So let's put the next picture, please. The first. So just compare a person as alive, okay? Light, life. It functions well. But soon after, things change. And the next picture, please. The light is gone. So what happened? Where did the power that was there lighting that light went? Did it go up someplace? Or just disappeared? So this is the same with our spirit. When the power is on, the spirit that Jehovah God given us, the light is on. When the spirit goes, the light doesn't give any more light, so it's useless. There's no light there. So where did the power of that light go? To the generator or to the box where the electricity comes from, right? So that means you could put other lights on with the same power that was in this one. It won't blow the fuse because this one is off. So the power went back. So the same way we can compare that with our spirit. When we die and the spirit, or that life force, that power that is generated by our breathing, then we'll return to God. Yes, the spirit goes back to God. So to emphasize the point, Ecclesiastes 12:7. So let's read that together. 12:7. Then the dust returns to the earth, just as it was, and the spirit returns to the true God who gave it. So the Bible doesn't lie. It tells us exactly what happens. So in a sense, only God can restore the life force or put back that power again, causing a person to be back to life. God will bring life to all our loved dead ones. Yes, we can be sure of that. How? By resurrection. Resurrection really means standing up again. Jehovah can bring a person back to life. But some of us may question, really, how can that be? I don't know, seems kind of hard to believe. But just think of it. Today, humans can do a lot. They can bring back the picture of the person that died. Oh, you could even see them moving. It's like they're alive again, laughing, doing all kinds of things, maybe playing soccer, I don't know. But you see them moving and doing things strong the way he was. And you can hear the voice too. Oh, yeah, he's saying different things. The only thing is you don't see the body, flesh to touch. But just think, if we as humans can already do the voice, do the picture, the movement, can't Almighty God put a body there too, together with those things? So something to think about, right? So it can be possible. And the Bible tells us about how many resurrections were done in earth. Was it Elijah, Elisha? All these performed resurrections. Jesus also performed. He resurrected Lazarus and many other ones. So the Bible is full of comments or areas where there was witnesses that saw these resurrections, and then it was written down in the Bible. So Jesus made that promise that all in Jehovah's memory, it would be resurrected. So to emphasize that point, let's read together John 5:28 and 29. Says, do not be amazed at this, for the hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who did good things to a resurrection of life, and those who practiced vile things to a resurrection of judgment. So there will be a resurrection for sure, and Jesus promised this. Resurrection is really an expression of God's love. Imagine just bringing back the person again with the same ways, except now they can be living in a healthy way and in a peaceful way, and also learning about Jehovah God and to put in practice all the good lessons that will benefit humankind. So can we appreciate what this loving God has done for us? It's just beyond our mind how he, even though we're sinners, we do the wrong things, but to him, if we tried our best, he will have us in his memory and resurrect us to give us another chance to live in a different environment, to show that, yes, we love him and want to do his will. So a small number of people will be resurrected to heaven, and the majority will be resurrected to earth. Also, the Bible confirms that. So let's read to see where the majority is going to be, here in earth or in heaven. Psalms 37, 29. Psalms 37:29, it says, the righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. And also Revelation 21:3-4. Revelation 21:3-4 says, with that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And 4, and he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be anymore. The former things have passed away. So what a beautiful prospect we have to look forward to when Jehovah God, with his kingdom operating over earth, will give us all these blessings we will enjoy. So obedient mankind will have earth as their eternal home. In a beautiful paradise earth, we can enjoy that. Have the next picture, please. Yes, look at that. What a fantastic way of living. In a clean environment, peaceful, and also friendly, full of energy, no sickness. All that will be part of that new world. Eternal life for all of us. Aging and death will be no more. Just imagine that. So what a unique prospect we all have to live forward to this. If it happens that we will die before we reach this beautiful paradise? Well, as we consider, we will be resurrected as long as we are faithful. If we are still alive when all the destruction of this world will be gone, at Armageddon, the Bible calls that, then we may pass through a life to enjoy this beautiful condition. So we have to work hard to get this this beautiful promise that Jehovah gave us. So what must we do if we want that beautiful everlasting life in paradise earth? Well, there's about four things that we can do. First, we have to take the knowledge of God. That's what we did, studying the Bible and so on. And for new ones, keep on doing that, studying and to get the knowledge of God and his purpose. Then after that, you have to apply in what you learn. So to build up your faith, to keep on going. And you do that by associating together, regularly associate with our brothers and sisters. They will be encourage you to keep going. And they're going to be your anchor, because with them together, we can go forward. If we're depressed, they can help us out. If we're thinking in a different way because of the world all around us, our brothers and sisters can help us out. The elders can help us out. So this regularly associating with our fellow believers, it's so, so important. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, that we must associate as the times are getting rougher even more. So this is very important for to keep up this goal of everlasting life. And then we have to share with others that what we learn, so they too may have this chance to live in this beautiful paradise. So what we learn, we apply it, and we tell all also to others. So then, obedience, heartfelt obedience to God is really the key to get this everlasting life. Just think, if we learn and don't apply it, then what's the purpose? Like anything else, you may take a high degree of something, let's say a doctor, you learn, oh yes, you had good marks, but then after that, nah, you don't want to practice. You simply keep that knowledge for yourself, but you never use it. Well, what's that going to do? You're never going to help anyone. You're never going to do anything. So it won't work. So the same with our knowledge of God. We have to keep it alive by applying it, what we learn, and then share with the others. So to recap today, let's see, what have we learned? Well, we learned that death really, nobody likes it, and we want to keep going on, but it's not happening. So there was things that questions that we wondered, why is this happening? What is that? And how it comes about? And is there something that survives? But we considered all that, that death is really no life anymore, and that there's a soul that some think, but the soul is the person. And when the person dies, the soul is the person, so also dies. But there's a spirit, and the spirit is the power of God that makes us alive, that like that light we considered. Also, there was hope for the dead by a resurrection. And it was in the Bible written a long time ago, many resurrections. And also we saw that there was a heavenly resurrection and a eternal earth resurrection. So this is something very happy for us, even though we're talking about that. But the end is that our mighty God, Jehovah, will give us this beautiful prospect of living eternally in a beautiful paradise. And we have to do things, right? Remember, we have to learn about God, and then apply that, associate with our brothers and sisters, and tell others about it. So, brothers and sisters, really, when we look forward to everlasting life, in a beautiful earth paradise, we want to apply all these things that we learned today. That way, we'll never fear or have wanderings about what happens when we die.